It's Saturday, October the 23rd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Facebook facepalms ever harder, and Moldova runs out of gas. First, the week in brief. A new whistleblower emerged from Facebook's public relations nightmare on the same day that redacted documents submitted to America's Congress by a lawyer for Francis Haugen, another whistleblower, hit the press. Those leaked documents were supposed to be reported in coordination by a consortium of 17 news outlets on Monday, when Ms. Haugen is to testify before Britain's parliament. The as-yet-unnamed informant corroborated earlier reports that Facebook had refused to rein in pro-Trump, stop-the-steal-type misinformation shared between America's presidential election in November and the Capitol riot of January 6th, contrary to its officials' sworn statements. The Supreme Court declined, for the second time, to temporarily halt Texas's near-total ban on abortion, but agreed to hear oral arguments in legal challenges to it on November 1st. The law is America's most restrictive, criminalizing the procedure at about 6 weeks into pregnancy. Roe v. Wade and other legal precedents allow abortions until around 24 weeks. Barbados replaced Queen Elizabeth as its head of state by electing one of its own to preside in her place. Dame Sandra Mason became the Caribbean island's first president-elect with a two-thirds vote in Parliament. Barbados, a British colony for more than 300 years, is to declare itself a republic on November 30th, the 55th anniversary of its independence. Moldova's parliament declared a month-long state of emergency over natural gas shortages, which it blames on the local subsidiary of Gazprom, Russia's state-backed energy firm. Last month, the country's contract with Moldovagaz expired after the subsidiary tried to hike prices, leading the company to cut supplies by a third. Moldova will source gas from neighbouring Romania, Slovenia, and Ukraine while it renegotiates its contract. The Serbian co-president of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Milorad Dodik, threatened to dismantle the, quote, failed country and end the, quote, experiment of uniting ethnic Serbs, Croats, and Bosniaks. Mr. Dodik has dominated the politics of Republika Srpska, a Serb-majority group of territories in the north and east of the country, for decades. Worryingly, he has also vowed to create a Bosnian Serb army. Lev Parnas, an ex-associate of Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump's former lawyer, was found guilty of violating campaign finance laws. Prosecutors allege that he funneled donations from an unnamed Russian citizen to American politicians in the hope of securing licenses to operate a recreational marijuana business. He gained notoriety for his bit role in Mr. Trump's campaign to pressure Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. Silvio Berlusconi was acquitted of bribing a witness to give false testimony in a case related to his infamous, quote, bunga bunga parties. Italy's former prime minister was alleged to have paid an associate to deny allegations that Mr. Berlusconi paid for sex with an underage nightclub dancer whose stage name was Ruby Rubacuori, quote, heart stealer. Mr. Berlusconi still faces two separate bribery charges, both of which he denies. And word of the week, dalgona. Noun. A Korean sweet made from sugar and baking soda that went viral after it featured in Squid Game, a wildly popular Netflix series that has become South Korea's latest cultural export.